Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 15th day in the month of August 2025. It's a beautiful Friday. It's a beautiful new day, and the Lord is in our midst. If this is your first time of joining us, this is the Open Heaven Hour. On the show, we get to learn here, and we get to share the Word of God. We get to take in the Word of God. We take it as a map, as a guide to our lives each and every single day. And if you've been very frequent on the show, then you know what time it is. Please kindly help us share. And share until it gets to everybody around you. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a continuation from our series that we started early this week. The topic says, Always Refill Part 5. Always Refill Part 5. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 17, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Jeremiah chapter 37 to chapter 39. Our memory verse is taken from Psalm 96 verse 9, which says, Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of His of holiness. Fear before Him, all the earth. Psalm 96 verse 9. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of His holiness. Fear before Him, all the earth. Our Bible reading is taken from the book of John chapter 4 from verse 23 to 24. John chapter 4 from verse 23 to 24. From verse 23 it reads, Yet the time is coming, has now come, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seek. God is spirit, and His worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, Yesterday I started a discussion on about how important it is for you to recharge your spiritual battery by studying, memorizing, and meditating on the Word of God. Today I would discuss worship as another way you can recharge your spiritual battery. Many people allow the choir to do the worshiping for them in church services. I thank God for all the spirit-filled choristers around the world who lead powerful praise and worship sessions, but they cannot worship God on your behalf. You must learn to worship God yourself. In Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 18 to 19, Apostle Paul says, And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. The above scripture implies that you should sing very often, even in your conversation with other people. Paul specifically says that you should sing hymns because they are inspired by the Holy Spirit. I thank God for the songs and choruses that we have today, but most of them fade with time. Many hymns, however, have stood the test of time. A lot of them were written hundreds of years ago, but they remain evergreen. In today's Bible reading, Jesus said that God is a spirit, and those who worship him must do so in spirit and in truth, because the Father seeks such people to worship him. When you are a true worshiper, the Holy Spirit will seek you out. Worship means referencing someone or something. When you worship God, you revere him. You place him in the highest position in your life. Everyone on earth is a worshiper. People worship one thing or the other. The way to know what a fellow worships is to check what he or she holds in high esteem. For instance, when people cannot do without checking their phones or scrolling through them, such phones have become objects of worship. When someone can do anything for money, that fellow is worshiping money. Worship also means submission. You submit to whomever or whatever you worship. When you worship God, you are submitting and surrendering your heart to him so that he can fill it with his power and glory. When you submit to God, he comes and dwells in you. Beloved, make singing praises to God and worshiping him your lifestyle. When you engage in this spiritual act constantly, it will fill you with his spirit and keep your spiritual battery charged at all times. Today's open heaven comes with an action point that says, spend some time worshiping God for his greatness, faithfulness, and mercy every day. Spend some time worshiping God. Just thank him. As many things that you can remember this morning, worship him for them and begin to just reference his presence. May God help us to always consider God first in our lives, in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, as we mentioned early in our session. If this Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, I would also like you to be a blessing to somebody today. I would like you to share this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. To remain blessed. Bye-bye.